Hi, it's Mac here. It's McCoggan on Audio Boo. Please pardon the rustling. I'm trying to put my gloves back on. It's very cold today. I'm walking back down through the park after being up the town. It's a beautiful, beautiful afternoon, but it's very cold. And it's very cold, and my fingers were getting really cold. So gloves back on now. So hence the rustling. My apologies. And I'm recording on my Zoom, and this is not what the boo's all about, but I just have to say that even with a gain of 4 on this MSM mid-side recording mode, but this time with my earbuds in to monitor, can't believe that I'm actually hearing more through the buds than what I'm hearing if I take the buds out my ears. Honestly, absolutely true. So it means one of two things. It means that either this particular microphone is ultra sensitive, even at a gain of 4, or my hearing really is so bad that maybe I should be wearing earbuds and have this mic powered up all the time to actually hear the true sounds that are out there. Anyway, that put aside for the moment, I wanted to say a little bit about an audio book I just listened to there by Robert Johnson, RJNet. Robert was talking about basically Bernie Goldbach's audio book about putting pictures up on audio books and tagging. I don't want to go down into the picture side of things. That's all been discussed and hashed out. You have your own opinions on whether you put pictures up or not. I prefer to, but I don't always. Simple as that. What bothers me more than anything, and it's not pictures up, if I send a boo up and I haven't got a picture to send up or I can't be bothered, it doesn't bother me. I tend in the general sense to put a picture up, but if I don't, honestly, it doesn't really bother me. I can always do it later if I want. But it's the tagging, and Bernie's absolutely right in this. And I have to admit that I am particularly lazy at tagging. And the reason for that is that if you're out and about and recording an audio boo, and you've recorded it, then you want to send it up, so you give it a title. And then you have to go into descriptions. And I'm talking on the iPhone here. I think it's the same for other devices. And then you put a short description and then you put hashtags in, and it's a real pain because I generally just get to the point where I can't be bothered because I've done the easy bit. I've done the easy bit of recording. I just speak, hit record, speak, stop record, and virtually I could send it up with nothing and it'll still go up to audio boo. Right? So what's really bugging me is this after the event, and I guess a lot of us are, I don't want to say the word lazy, I think it's just that we can't be bothered, we can't be hassled with this hashtagging. And if you remember with Audio Boo, you used to have a separate tag box and you put a comma between each word that you wanted to tag, so you didn't have to have to put the hashtag symbol in, you just put the word in or a phrase, hit comma, and automatically that would be go up as a tag. Now we have actually put the hashtag symbol in, and that's a pain. And even on my Mac desktop, I have to use Control and the number 3 to put a hashtag in on my desktop, which is crazy. You know, why can't we just go back to the comma? So that's a technical kind of thing, and the description's the same. We want to simplify things. Now, I have Siri. Apple users will know the problems with Siri, and I have to say that it doesn't recognise my accent most of the time, and I've tried Americanising my accent and it works sometimes. It's a hit or a miss affair, but the point is that it would be easy if I did my audio boo and then when I want to put the title in, I could just hit the Siri button and say, this is the title of this audio boot. Go into the description and say, this audio boot audio boo is all about da-da-da. Then, for the tags, I could say hashtag audio, hashtag boo, hashtag this, hashtag that. And they would be inserted. So I'm doing everything vocally. I'm not actually typing anything in. And especially in inclement weather, trying to type anything into a mobile device or trying to protect it from snow or rain, or you've got frozen fingers as I do. I have white fingers. It's notoriously different even just in a cold day, never mind a frosty day. It would be great if we could just do it all vocally. And until they get Siri sorted out, as far as I'm concerned, that has now become a hassle, and almost given up on Siri, to be honest with you. But I want to go back to the emphasis on tagging your audio, whether you put a photograph in or not. It's absolutely essential, I would say. Robert was talking about people put photographs up and you could search. He mentioned or gave a comparison to a library, two different libraries, and the way they sort their books for searchability. And I would say that tags are much more important than photographs, because we don't all put the same photograph up. Now, it's different if we all put the same avatar up or the same photograph for every audio boo we put up. And assuming that we do put a photograph up for everyone of those audio boos, I'd say that the two most critical things is obviously your tag name. I think that Bernie Goldbach calls it your nick. I never ever found out what that acronym was for, Nick. Anyway, when I say nickname, is it? I don't know. Yeah, I guess. I don't even know if that's an Americanization, is it? But your name on audio boo. But tags are essential. And strictly speaking, I suppose that everyone you did put up, apart from putting your name, you could put your tag for your nick in there as well. So I could be at McCaughan, and every audio boo I put up, I could put hashtag McCaughan. Searchability, findability. But hashtags are absolutely critical. And, you know, I really must... No, before I go to that, I'll stay on this theme. If someone's searching for a specific word or phrase, you know, Robert puts something in that he's out with Vance. Now, if he puts that in every time he's out with Vance for a walk, then that'll be one of the hashtags you'll put in. That'll be findability, because the hashtags are already there. Then it'll correlate with other search tags that people put in, so they can find him easily. And the last thing I wanted to say was, I remember way back a audio boo by Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony blog. And I must look out this audio boo. And it's all about hashtags, the importance of hashtags. And Paul, I remember the boo, not clearly, but I do remember that he did talk at length on the importance of hashtagging and how to hashtag properly. And if you listen to that, if I can find that link when I get back home, and I'll put it up with this audio boo, if you listen to that and take into consideration what, apart from the obvious benefits of hashtagging, but you take in Bernie Goldbach's consideration on hashtagging for identification, put it all together, and you'll see that hashtags are probably the single most important features you can put on anything you put up, whether it's audio or whatever you put up on the internet. But since we're talking about audio boo and audio, then if you want to find an audio boo, if you want to find someone else's audio boo, or if you want to find someone's audio boo on a specific subject, possibly even on a specific month or day, then I would say that hashtags has to be the best way to do this. and I really must stop being so lazy. But as I said, there are obstacles in my way at times, and you don't always remember or can be bothered when you get back home to go to your desktop and update your audio booze with these features. Be great to be able to do it in the run, as they say. So that's that. Yes, and there's something else I was going to say, but as usual, every time I approach a busy road, for some reason my mind switches off. Just crazy. An answer to that: don't approach busy roads while you're recording audio views, and remember, hashtag that for the future. So, bye for now.